Welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts, Brian and Paul.
This is episode 10.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, okay, episode 10. Yeah, apparently, from my list, we missed out Superman.
We did miss out Superman. We apologise,
Man of Steel. So far, we'll do a recap episodes. Space 99.
One.
Unhaired Big Bang.
Two.
Doctor Who.
Three.
Manimal.
Four.
Hulk.
Five.
Spaced.
Six.
Superman.
Seven.
Wonder Woman.
Eight.
Flash.
Nine.
So this is episode 10.
Season 10.
I think we should just go, and welcome to episode 127. Just throw them. What?
Flash, fast forward.
So we've been rating them, and of course we didn't rate Superman.
We didn't rate Superman.
We've got. And now, I think it's quite high because it's quality show.
I'm going for an 8.5.
All right, that's high.
That's high.
So you go 8.5. Well, I'm going to go for 8.
Okay. I just like Men in Tights. I'm sorry, but that's my approach. And this is the series for this. Oh, we're coming into my section.
That's such a good leap, isn't it? So now we'll talk about Batman.
Adam West, 1966. This is it.
Now, there were earlier Batmans.
Was there?
Oh, yeah. Well done, research.
I don't care. This is it.
Lewis Wilson, 1943.
Who's heard of him?
Robert Lowley, 1949. And then we have West.
West, pure West.
Adam West, 1966. So,
well, the thing is, I love this.
I remember rushing home to school to watch this.
To school?
From school. It was late school. Yeah. It was night school. I only need extra learning.
It was boarding school. The parents put you in Scotland.
And this is the first episode we meet the Riddler.
Yes, because the Batman's then were all two-parters, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
And we did watch both parts, because you can't just judge it on the first half an hour.
We needed both parts.
We needed to finish the story.
And since we can do what we like, we watch both parts.
Yeah. And I liked, straight away, we're into the Batman.
Yeah.
We're in. We're you know.
There's no messing around with this.
No. No, I don't know why, but this, I think all superhero TV shows, and it's referenced so many times, this Batman series.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't know why, but it just, everything is this is, to me, the best one they ever did.
It still sticks up there in the mind.
It does.
Because when we watched it when we were younger, we took this seriously.
Oh, but we didn't.
No. This time I saw tiny little things that might be a little bit campy.
Oh, I don't know where you're going.
They might have been sort of jokey and not taken too seriously. I took it seriously when I was younger. You take Batman seriously.
You do. You do take Batman seriously. But as I say, the Riddler. Opening villain is the Riddler. Now, straight away, they did everything right with this series because they instantly got guest stars in to play the baddies.
Yeah.
Or the villains. They're not baddies, they're villains. And we had some great villains.
Do you want the Manimal link?
Well, everyone's been trying to get into do Batman.
Adam West was considered for Bond.
Yes.
So it was Manimal.
Yes.
But then, what actor of that era, and he wasn't considered for Bond. I think they considered.
I think everyone was. Yeah, I think everybody was, and I think everyone was considered for Batman as well. By the looks of it,
yeah,
including Barbara Bain.
We start off with the World Fair.
Gotham City World Fair.
Which looks remarkably like the New York World Fair.
Or possibly Metropolis over the river there.
It's only a boat ride away.
It apparently is.
Now this story is based on Batman comic 171.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that. All I know is it was for 3 seasons. They did 120 episodes.
I'm going to say it like this. 3 seasons in the movie. And you have no idea what that reference is to, do you?
No.
No. I hope for some people. But it was 3 seasons and the movie.
Well, I know it's 3 seasons and a movie, but
the movie was in the middle.
Yes, I know, but it wasn't supposed to be.
No, it was supposed to be at the beginning.
It was supposed to be at the beginning, but it... I did read why, but I can't remember now. But yeah, it was supposed to be at the beginning. It was supposed to be an introduction to Batman.
It was.
And,
but it fell in between seasons 1 and 2.
Yeah, because the series just took off so well.
Yeah.
And they decided to put the movie in just in the dead bit between, say seasons 1 and 2 to keep momentum going. But yeah, we start off, as you say, with the Riddler. And as I say, we have some fantastic villains playing some fantastic guest stars, should we say, playing our villains. I can't find them there.
This is, of course, the Riddler is, was it Frank Gorshin?
Yeah, Frank Gorshin is the Riddler.
Excellently played.
You've got Burgess Meredith.
As Penguin. As
the Penguin. Cesar Romero as the Joker.
Yeah, brilliant.
Vincent Price, if I remember, played Egghead. Egghead.
Forget.
Yeah, Eartha Kitt. She was one of the Catwomen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them are here. Mind you, I've never heard of some of these names. Julian Amar is the original Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
I remember Julian Amar.
I remember Julian Amar.
Even as a young boy, I remember Julian Amar. Even the... Adam West remembers Julia, if you ever read the book. But yeah, so we start off with the Riddler. We're at the World's Fair, Gotham City. A very different Gotham City to the Gotham City we're portrayed now, which seems to be dark, dingy.
This is light and bright.
This is very light and bright and very vibrant, isn't it?
LA? Gotham City?
Yes. Yeah.
There's no sign of rain in this one.
No, there's nothing. No. And we're at the Moldovan?
It is Moldovan.
Yes.
And I've got Moldovan exploding cake.
Exploding cake. Yeah.
And this is he cuts the cake, explodes, and the riddle shoots out of it, isn't it?
Yes.
Like a little parachute. What's the first riddle? Do you remember? Well, it's an orange or something, isn't it?
Yeah, can I start? All I've got here for my opening thing, you're holding your head in your hand here. Here we go. I've got here, my initial notes were from the off, we're straight into this. There's no origins or anything.
No.
He does mention it.
He does. It's referred to.
He's referred to, but it's no, let's get the origins and all that. In my opinion, this is the best ever. It's colourful, good production. Stories did weaken off over time.
Yeah.
Great guest villains and no sexual stuff. Although, camp. And why? I have no idea why it was a camp. It was. But I suppose it is the 60s and the power of love. But
yeah, it's late 66. Yeah, it's late 60s.
Yeah.
So the first riddle was saying about an orange.
Yes. Oh, yes, a bell.
Yeah.
What has an orange and a bell got? You can peel them.
Yeah, I still don't get it, but I still...
The thing I liked was they're in the Commissioner Gordon's office.
Yeah.
And there seems to be about 8 police officers in there.
They've got to work it out.
And no, they're all a bit daft, aren't they?
Yes.
The first thing... The bat phone.
Yeah.
We're introduced straight away to the bat phone.
The big bat phone on a cheese platter. But,
forget about the president. The bat phone.
Who
installed it?
Yeah, who gave him that bat phone?
I've no idea.
It's Batman. It's Batman.
That's the best part. I said, well, I'm sure we'll mention these things, but everything is bat-shaped.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bat phone. Big red bat phone.
Yeah.
And as you say.
Because they can't work without the clue, so they have to call
Batman. Yeah, we're going to have to call him. The Cape Crusader. Yeah.
And luckily he's in the Batcave already.
Yes, now that is a hell of a Batcave, isn't it? Again, it's a bit like Star Labs.
It is nuclear powered, this Batcave, so...
Yeah, we get to that bit, don't we? Yeah. But it's enormous, this Batcave, and there's only two of them in it.
Yeah.
And they're always in costume when they're in it.
Yeah.
They're never not in costume when they're in the Batcave.
The secret hideout Batcave.
Yeah.
We'll have to go down the poles and change
them. Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. We'll get there.
Yeah. Yeah, luckily, as you say, they're in the Batcave.
But it's Robin who solves the riddle, isn't it?
Robin seems to solve most of them in riddles. This. Yeah.
It's really a step ahead. Yeah. And I guess, I suppose what you peel about was when you pull the...
Yes.
I was going to say screen.
Yeah. But it's the anti-crime centre.
Yeah, oh well.
Everything is labelled.
Yeah.
Brilliantly. It's only those two, and Alfred, yeah. But everything is labelled. But yeah, it's young Ward Dick Grayson.
Yeah.
It's just the way they speak. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, you don't know anything about Dick Grayson's backstory at all.
No, none at all. But at the moment, he is Bruce Wayne, isn't he? He's entertaining some guests.
Yes.
Money grabbers, whatever you want to call them. And Alfred comes in and says the bat phone, doesn't he?
Yeah. And he says, oh, I forgot, I was going to take my young ward fishing.
Yeah, salmon fishing. Yeah. As you do. I mean, but no one sees it as being, well, I've taken a young boy away.
It was better times.
We'll say young.
It was innocent times.
I'm not sure how Dick Grayson's supposed to be.
I completely forgot about Aunt Peru.
Yes.
I completely erased it from my memory that she was there.
Yeah,
the beginning.
Yeah, she always says that he must take care, mustn't he, of young Dick.
He says, he goes to Robin's and he says, how would you like to go fishing? And he goes, fishing, yes, because he knows it's the bat.
Yeah,
And then Art proves this, so he's got to tone it down a bit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That'd be really good. Thank you.
Thanks.
So they go running into the library.
Yeah.
They pull back the head of, I think it's Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And there's a button.
Yeah.
Push this button. The door slides open, and there's the bat pulse.
And we've labelled
Bruce and Dick to the bat cave. They jump on the poles, and they appear at the bottom as Batman and Robin.
Costumes.
Apparently, later on in the series, not in this episode, it is mentioned that they do get changed by some auto changer, sort of.
Because in one episode, they jump on the poles and go up them.
They do change occasionally backwards. Yeah, you are right. Yeah, and then we're into the cartoon beginning.
Yes, which is just
and the song.
This brilliant song.
Yeah,
it's just.
Yeah, I mean, it's
up. Who doesn't know it?
It's better than Wonder Woman. Now, I like Wonder Woman, but it's better than Wonder Woman, doesn't it? It's up there. Yeah.
Because it's only got one word.
Yeah. Dinner, 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 dinner. Batman. But it's classic.
If they kept that for the Nolan ones.
Yeah, true.
Christopher Nolan, he could use that.
I thought you meant the Nolan sisters. I'm in the mood. Batman.
Who wouldn't be in the mood for Batman?
Where did their career go wrong? We should have written that.
Yeah, because Batman's got a car phone as well.
Well, yeah, I say, back into the Batcave, and we've got the car, the classic Batmobile.
Yeah, it's a Lincoln, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Modified Lincoln.
Yeah. It was in our town, but I can't tell you that, because you don't know where we live.
James May of Top Gear was driving around our town.
Yeah, hopefully you don't know where we live.
No. We're in the Batcave.
I'm in a cave. I only come around to read the meter. Help! Help! The name's Lucan.
First name Lord.
Yeah. Don't know why a Lord would come around to read the meter, but never argue. Don't argue, people. Anyway, yeah, we're in the car. It skids out onto the road, which is brilliant because there's never any other traffic coming.
And do you notice the Batmobile has a license plate?
Yes.
Just saying.
I also noticed Whenever they get there, they always park right outside the police department.
Prime parking.
There's always a spot, isn't there? I don't know if it's for disabled people or what. It's just a spot.
I'm surprised it's not labelled on the ground. Batman parking reserved.
It probably is.
It's probably every time he goes into that police station, he's probably so chuffed. Look where I parked, Dick.
Yeah.
Right up front.
And people just seem to look. Now, I'm not sure these people are extras, or they just happen to be... They filmed it on the streets, and these two guys turn because everyone looks. It's like, what's that?
Batman, would you look?
Of course you would, of course you would. They weren't extras. It's real. Gotham's real. Everyone knows Gotham's real. Then we've got... I've got here the one of the first starts. Robin, hands on hips. Now, yeah. Robin did a lot of dodgy poses in his time, didn't he?
It was.
There's a lot of fists on hips, just yeah. above the red tights.
The costume didn't help.
It didn't. Yeah.
So they go to the police station, or police...
Yes.
Is that yeah. the first go? Yeah, it is.
They go to the police station, yeah, and that's when Robin works out the peer the bell.
Yeah.
And then there's another... There's a couple of other clues, isn't there, that Robin works out. I can't remember what they were.
Ways, yeah.
So they work out. It's an art gallery, don't they?
Yeah, it's going to be at the Peeler Gallery.
That's it, the Peeler. It's like 3-2-1. There's some real tenuous links in here, isn't there? Yeah. I can assure.
No one would do it from the outside. You'd have to be a resident of Gotham to get these clues.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then as they get to the museum, the phone rings in the back car.
Yes.
And it's the Riddler.
Yeah, I've got stakeout art gallery like you would a circus tent. That was one of the... That's what you said, wasn't
yeah.
it? That's why we're going to stake out the art gallery like you would a circus. Pure classic. That's what I've got. It's just the lines they came out with.
So if I put it to you, three men in a boat with four cigarettes, but with no matches, how do they all smoke?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember this.
Oh, God.
You throw one of the cigarettes out and the boat becomes a cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
Don't argue. Don't argue with it.
But it's relevant. It comes back to it later.
Yes. But, yeah, you say the back car phone is in the shape of a bat.
Yeah.
Then they need to get up to the top of the
gap. How could they possibly get up there? It's quite a long way up.
Luckily, he's got his bat. His bat utility bell.
Which is nicely marked.
Which is nicely marked. He's the only person that wears it, but it's nicely marked with bat rope.
Yeah.
Or batarang, isn't it?
Batarang, yeah, it's a batarang.
Oh, it's now, this bat bell, it must weigh him down a ton, because he's got everything you can ever think of in there. Who can forget the sharp repellent spray? Everyone carries sharp repellent, but I still do to this day.
Yeah. Well, we learned a lot from Batman.
We certainly did.
So they climb up, they do the classic wall climb. The
classic walking up, yeah. Apparently how they did it, there was tiny pieces of cotton on their capes, and people would pull them to give them the look as though they're walking upwards, so they've got gravity pulling, because they're actually... I don't want to give it away. I can't give it away, I'm sorry.
It's ruining these special effects.
But that's how they did it.
I love it. And then, of course, they look through the window, and there's...
The Riddler
with a gun pointed at the creator of this museum.
Yes, yes.
But there's a bars over the windows.
So luckily,
in his bat utility belt, he has a torch, a mini torch, welding torch.
A welding torch, yeah. I mean, it's not like the Flash sort of prison. No.
Yeah, it's bars.
The proper bars, these are.
So he cuts them, doesn't he? Then he gives it to Robin. Robin's about to drop it. He goes, think of civilians.
He picks the bars up like a piece of plastic, doesn't he? And he says, think of the pedestrian safety.
Yeah.
So he pulls out a bat hook out of the belt,
sticks it on the wall,
and hangs the heavy bars back onto... Now, they've been out there a while cutting these bars, and no one has noticed the noise of two figures standing at the window...
The talking,
the sticking of a bat hook to the wall. The Riddler's obviously preoccupied, which is fair enough.
And they burst through the window.
They do burst through the wall.
It's a
very dramatic bursting.
And
they grapple. Oh, he throws a bomb or some sort of grenade.
Well, because the Riddler runs, doesn't he?
Yes.
And they throw a bomb, and it bangs and knocks him off his feet.
Yes, and Batman grabs him.
Yeah.
And they then find out that it wasn't what they thought it was.
He wasn't stealing.
No.
Was it the cross? A cross?
I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was now. What the MacGuffin
was. It wasn't even a gun. It was a cigarette lighter.
What he was holding was a cigarette lighter. And that was the clue.
Yeah.
Cigarette lighter.
Yeah.
In the thing. Does it all make sense?
And suddenly Batman gets a $1 million lawsuit.
Yeah.
This is the 60s.
Yeah, what is it that no man wants, yet no man... was it something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah, no man wants, but no man can do without.
Yeah, or can avoid.
Yeah, a lawsuit. Yeah, so then we say the Caped Crusader and his youthful aide. we find them back in the Wayne stately manor.
Yeah. Which it looks much like the house they used in Soap, the TV show.
And they're trying to work out how can they get out of this.
Yeah.
But the Riddler...
Because his secret identity will be blown.
Yes.
Goes to court.
Yeah, goes to court. And the Riddler had said that this is only the first of three.
Yeah.
And Robin remembers that and realises there could be secret writing.
On the lawsuit.
So they turn. We turn back to the Batcave in costume.
Yeah. This paper.
Well, I've got it. Luckily, they have a tool for everything, don't they? It doesn't matter whatever crime they or what they need. They have a bat computer. They have a bat analyzer. They have a bat centrifuge. Everything you can think of, he has in this bat cave, and it all seems to be in the same spot.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's very compact.
It's very. And then we get the classic voiceover I've got.
Yeah.
Starts telling you all about it, doesn't it? What's happening? Yeah. Will Batman solve it? Blah, blah, blah.
The Mole Hill Mob.
Yeah. One of them is the Mole, is Jewel St. John.
Yeah.
This is pre-Diamonds Are Forever, obviously.
Because that was 71, wasn't it?
Yes.
And this is 66, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say that was their first... outing.
No, but it's an early one.
It's a very, very early one. Well, certainly 4 years pre.
And they work out this clue that it must be at a disco or something.
You're just thinking about a disco. The disc. Well, this was another point. The Riddler. Now, sometimes he's in a mask and sometimes he's not. Yeah. And why? I could never work out why he did that.
Because at the museum he was wearing a suit. He still had all the question marks on it.
Yes.
Then he's like in a leotard with the mask on.
With the mask on, yeah. With just one big question mark on it. Yeah. And then he'll take the mask off. But they turn up to this nightclub. But Robin...
He's too young.
Too young, can't go in.
Yeah.
He's got to sit in the car.
Yeah.
Pack of crisps. Yeah. But luckily, he's got a bat scope.
Yeah.
Now,
so this bat scope works like a television camera.
Fantastically, yeah, doesn't it? He's got crystal clear. It's not even... from a certain point of view. It's like he's tapped into the, if they had it, security cameras inside the building.
Yeah, full colour, sound, everything.
Now,
Batman doesn't drink.
But he acts cool, I've got it. He walks into a nightclub acting cool. No, you know, doesn't seem to worry or tries to attract attention. This is a man in a purple suit.
The barman says, oh, would you like a table? He says, I'll just stay in the bar. I don't want to draw attention to myself.
This guy's got some mask, a full purple leotard on. But he meets Jewel St. John and she gets him up. Then the classic bat dance.
Yeah. But doesn't he have an orange juice?
He has a Batman special.
Which is an orange juice.
Which is apparently,
but it's drunked.
Oh.
As we find out. So yeah,
never he's trust dancing. He's never
doing,
trust a
he's
woman.
Doing the place. Classic bat dancing.
Which is, you know, this is early.
Yeah.
Never mind, it's gone. John Travolta.
Oh yeah.
Isn't it? The way he's done it.
Saturday Night Live.
Tarantino movie. Never mind.
Oh yeah, the Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, isn't it?
It is that dance.
Yes. This is where John Travolta got it from, I think, isn't it?
It's got a bit, isn't it?
The across the eyes. Oh, it's fabulous. Oh, it's gone.
Yes.
And apparently, he shakes a pretty mean cape.
Yeah, he does. But then he realises something's wrong, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes. He realises she's drugged him.
Yeah. He starts with Molly. He thinks he's in there, maybe. I don't know.
No, well, there was never any section. No, we don't like that. He's got his own little dick in the car.
What?
Dick Grayson. Not Larry.
But the Riddler, Dart's dick is not working.
Man of War Part 2.
He tranquilizes the Boy Wonder.
He does, but luckily, no, I love this. Robin, I nearly said Batman, but Robin puts the anti-theft button on.
Luckily, just, yeah.
Oh, but it was just the flap, wasn't it? It was a warning flap. Told you to push here for start.
So the Riddler tries to steal the car. But they do steal the Boy Wonder.
Riddler sets off, because of this warning flap, sets off the warnings. Bat warning signal, rockets coming out the back of the car.
Yeah, it's very, fireworks and stuff. Now Batman comes staggering out.
The Riddler tries to burn the car. He says, if I can't have it, he won't. Yeah. And he tries to burn it. Now, in every other superhero, all the cars burn.
Yeah.
But the Batmobile has its own built-in anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
It doesn't swell.
Well, it makes you wonder. Of course it would.
Well, I didn't doubt it, but but he can't. Yeah, Batman's like, then we've got, he steals Robin, Batman comes out drunk.
Yeah.
And he goes
he's
to
not drunk, he's drunked.
He's drunk.
But he's clear, he's drunk.
Yeah, I mean, it's only one orange.
But the police don't realise this.
No, they think he's drunk, the way he's slurring.
Yeah.
And he goes to drive off, and they say, you're not going in that state. I'll have your keys, sir. Yeah. And he goes, of course you should, officer.
Yeah.
Because he buys by the law. Yeah. He's not like the modern Batman.
It's law-abiding Batman.
This is law-abiding Batman. It's a different suit. Law-abiding Batman.
And this is the end of episode one.
I've got on here that they then take Robin...
Oh, to the... Yes.
Because the bat signal goes up into the sky, doesn't it? And they take Robin to the hideout.
Yeah.
Now, I've got it. Everyone's got, like, those hands-free lamps on their heads. But the room is perfectly lit up anyway. I'm not sure.
But they've just gone through the tunnel system, haven't they? They've gone through the drains.
Yeah, you're saying that. But later on when we see the drain...
They're very well lit.
They're very well lit as well, aren't they?
It must be said.
But then we get... the classic voiceover.
Yeah.
Will Robin survive?
Will Robin escape? Can Batman find him in time?
Yeah, the classic.
They've all got three question marks after him.
Yes. What we didn't get was tune in next time to the same...
It was tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow.
It is tomorrow, yeah, because they did do that. But later on, we get the classic...
Same time, same bat channel.
Same bat time, same bat channel. But it wasn't... On this first episode, it wasn't.
Yeah, is this the end or something? Is this the ghastly end of the dynamic duo?
After half an hour, yeah. I hope not.
The worst is yet to come.
Yeah,
now, isn't it?
Then it goes into part two.
Yeah.
Voiceover recaps what's happened in part one.
Yeah, just in case.
In case, yeah.
It's a lot to catch up on.
Apparently. Some of the lines was, Batman got caught in a bootsy trap.
That's right.
On a batsy trap, and Robin got it in the arm.
Oh,
and then we go back to stately Wayne Manor.
Yeah.
I love stately Wayne Manor. It's a great place to live. But they've caught Robin.
Yeah.
But they still don't take his mask off. After capturing Robin, they don't reveal who Robin is. He's nasty.
A plaster cast on his face.
Yeah.
And don't take his mask off.
Yeah. Just lift it up and roll it. No. Sometimes you wonder about these super criminals, how clever they really are.
They respect people's privacy and you've got to admire them for that.
Possibly. But, as you say, they take a full face mask or cast of Robin's face.
Yeah.
Which, why later?
Yeah.
But they allow him to phone Batman.
Yeah.
And Batman answers it, old chum. Old chum. And then the Riddler takes the phone off of him and he calls him, you jolly devil.
Yeah.
he knows how to insult. Oh. He put him down there. He put him in his place. But Molly dresses as Robin.
Yeah. Now, no, they don't take his outfit off him. They just have one.
They have one.
Exact replica.
But I've got here, two features seem to disappear. Now, I think you know where I'm going.
Oh, right, okay.
Molly...
Her shoes are different.
Her shoes. Her shoes and the matching handbag were different. They just weren't Robin's.
Because he has a button on his belt, doesn't he? Like a distress signal or something.
Yeah. Now, dead centre, you just lift the buckle.
Yeah.
There's a huge button on there.
You see, you mark labelled up. Of course it's labelled up.
Of course everything's labelled up. So, yes.
So this is so Batman can track the way, of course they want him to.
They want him to, so they knew he was going to do it, yeah. So yeah, they...
Molly the Boy Wonder.
Yeah, so her and the Riddler are riding around in a car. No one else is on the road.
Luckily.
No one. But luckily, they've got a detector scope.
Yeah. Going. So they know where Batman's coming.
Yeah. And he drives past them.
Yeah.
Not good. So he pulls the... handle for a parachute for an emergency U-turn, which was labelled up.
Yeah, of course it is.
Emergency U-turn brake, okay. Wasn't it? Which is dead centre above him, isn't it? In their car.
Well, you know, he's got the atomic batteries fired up, so he has to stop somehow.
Well, yes. And the Riddler knows, because he's met him before, obviously, that there's going to, any second, he's going to release the bat ray.
That's about the bat ray.
Which he does.
And it disables the car.
I presume.
Which goes quite a crash.
It does go quite a crash.
Yeah, I mean, it could have killed them both.
Yeah. The screen shakes, I've got, to simulate the car crash.
Yeah, it does.
But didn't catch on fire.
It didn't.
No.
Batman cars don't burn.
Batman cars do not burn. Now, Molly pretends that she can't speak.
Her voice.
Yeah, can't speak. Can't speak. He won't notice the difference. He won't notice that the handbag and shoes don't match.
Yeah.
So he decides to take her back to the Batcave to give her the universal drug antidote.
But obviously Batman knows.
Because he spotted a defect in the mask where they'd used the straws so Robin could breathe.
Yeah.
He noticed...
Yeah, in the mask.
Yeah.
And then she pulls a gun on him. Of course, when she tries to shoot, it doesn't shoot.
Because he'd already removed the pin with a hidden laser in the car. Oh, God. But Molly then decides, as you would, to climb up the nearest thing, which just happens to be the Batmobile's nuclear power source.
Yeah. And she stumbles, doesn't she?
What? I've seen this episode many a time and I still don't work out. She's only 4 foot off the ground. Suddenly she suddenly gets giddy and whines a lot.
He has to go up and rescue her.
Yeah.
And try to.
When the nuclear power thing starts to whine.
Yeah.
The closer she gets to it, it starts to make this weird pulsing noise. I've no idea why. He climbs up towards her on a rope.
Yeah.
Which obviously...
Well, it's a batarang, isn't it?
Well, yeah. But he's obviously wearing a winch because the rope goes really slack. He can't grab the rope quick enough as he's being winched up.
Yeah, she falls into the reactor. She's killed.
She falls into reactor with no reaction.
Well, from the reactor there's a puff of smoke.
Well, yeah, there's a puff of smoke. Now,
that's a reaction.
Now, I like me Bond films. Now, I don't know what we're going off here, but if you've seen The Man with the Golden Gun, when the guy falls into the nuclear reactor there, the whole island blows up.
Yeah, I think Bond is far-fetched. It's not
true.
About that.
Okay, I'll give you that. But he says...
Yeah, I've got this written down there.
She falls in because he's desperately trying to reach her. He's 2 inches away from her, but he can't reach her, can he? He can't. So she falls into the reactor, and he says, "What a terrible way to go."
Yeah. Apparently, one of the sound guys called him up on that. He said "go" twice.
Oh, did
he? No, he meant to. That was the line. Go.
So now he goes back. he's back at the police commissioner, I think, isn't he?
Yeah.
And luckily, he's got a mobile crime computer in the back of the
Batcave. Yeah.
As you do. Yeah, the car's got everything. We then find him in the underground system.
Yeah.
A poster of Gotham City Beach.
Yeah.
So it is on a lake.
Yeah.
So Metropolis could be across that lake.
That's true.
Very true. See, is this all there?
There is another riddle, isn't there?
Oh, there's lots of riddles all over the place. But, have I missed what I've got?
It's because there's something about a mammoth. A woolly mammoth.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's full of stamps.
Yes, apparently it's been full of Moldavian cheap stamps for stuffing, wasn't it? And yeah, now these stamps are worth a fortune.
And so Batman works out this is where... Oh, is it, when is it?
Well, no, you jumped ahead because he realises that, say, he's in the underground system, so he blows a hole in the wall and jumps through, as you do.
Yeah.
He throws his bat rope thing and it flies around the corner.
Yeah.
I don't quite know how he did that, but it does.
He's Batman.
So he's now reached Robin, which is great.
Yeah.
But the Riddler's run through to another room and pushed a button. And supposedly, it's bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how thick this glass is, because you can hear him talking through it quite clearly.
Yeah.
But the Riddler then starts to go through his own plan. He's taking the laughing gas tanks, isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. But they seem to be extremely light, because they seem to carry two under each arm, I think.
Yeah.
And he turns the idea he's going to pump laughing gas into the Moldavian area and knock them out. But it's pure white, this gas, isn't it, as it's pumped out. And no one seems to notice there's white gas pouring out of somewhere.
And of course, they start laughing.
Yes, after some really bad jokes. The Riddler puts on this elephant mask.
Yeah, which is obviously a gas mask.
But you can hear him perfectly through it.
Yeah, it's not.
He's not muffled voice or anything.
He's not doing a bane.
No. And he watches them all fall about laughing until they pass out.
Yep. And he speaks, oh, we've got the elephant now.
Yeah, then he calls the boys to reverse or turn off the gas and blows a hole in the floor, which virtually falls on top of their heads.
Yeah, it's dangerous business.
Yeah, these mold people aren't very clever, are they? But Batman and Robin are inside the mammoth.
I don't know how. But
I'm not quite sure how they did that. I don't even want to imagine which way they got in.
Through the trunk.
Oh, yeah. Where did they get the stamps out?
It's never mentioned.
No, because they never cut. Yeah. But anyway, then we get a classic Batman fight scene full of cartoon zonks, ouches, bonks.
I've got them
listed. Oh, you've got them all? Oh, you've
got a crunch.
Of course you would.
A zonk.
A zonk, yeah.
A clonk. A bam. A kapow. An ouch. Oh, that's when Robin gets hit. A wham.
A zap. Oh, not wake me up, Wayne.
Yeah. A kapow.
Another kapow. Did they do China in your hand? I never did like Carol Decker.
How could you say that?
Decker.
It's like China in your hands. An irk.
That was Carol Decker.
Yeah. A zock. A biff. And a zap.
Oh.
With three Z's.
Perfect. Perfect. But yes, we have a huge fighter. We have a colourful gas explosion for some reason. I'm not sure why, but nothing happens. Or nothing shakes. It's a huge explosion and nothing gets disturbed for some reason. And then that's it. He's caught the Riddler.
Yeah.
You don't see much more. He's just talked of. He's now back at Stately Wayne Manor. No, not the Riddler. No. Batman. But his regret.
Yeah.
He didn't save Molly.
Well, he's a bit sad about
that. He is a bit sad about that.
She could have been the one.
She could have been. She was young, feisty, but no.
Could have gone dancing together.
Yeah. And it's all very poetic, I've got. He does. He says a little montage, doesn't he?
It is.
And then I just got here, Dick, do you want some help with that? algebra.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. So I know. Yeah.
I'm never quite sure how old Dick Grayson's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm thinking 30, but slow learner.
Quite possibly, yeah. Quite possibly. And that is the end of the first ever Batman episode. Classic. I can't remember what the first episode is called.
Oh, I didn't know.
It's Riddle Me D, isn't it? Or yeah. Riddle Me Something.
Yeah, it's definitely Riddler in the title.
Yeah.
Did you know the Riddler in the comic books was just a minor character until this show? Then he got promoted to top draw. villains because of this.
Yeah.
You'd have no Jim Carrey as the Riddler, that's for sure, if it weren't for this.
No.
Okay, but we can't blame it for everything.
No, we can't. But say, this series, everything, everybody parodies it, everything. Fools and Horses is a classic, we know. But everything.
Every show
has ever. Yeah.
You've got Simpsons.
Yeah.
He's a regular old Family Guy, isn't he?
He is.
As Mayor West.
He actually tried to distance himself from it, didn't he?
Yeah.
After a while. He didn't like it. But I have noticed that one of the Comic Cons in America this year, they're both there together first time.
And he's got a star on the Walk of
Fame. He does.
Hollywood now?
Yes.
I didn't realise you have to pay for it yourself.
Do you really?
Yeah, you do. Well, there was a fundraising and people paid for him to have it. But he should have one. There's no doubt he should have one on there.
But there's some classic throwaway lines that everyone, the dynamic duo, to the bat poles. everything.
Ridiculous. Oh, the ashtray, Batman.
Yeah, I've got that here. Holy subject, Batman.
Yeah.
You just put in whatever you wanted, didn't you, into the middle. We've got here Batman frequently revealed one of his many crime-fighting gadgets. Usually it was a ridiculous-sounding name, just with the word bat in front of it.
Yeah.
And we've got shark repellent, bat spray, bat computer, extra strong, bat knockout gas. That's just some of them. And yet, and so everything was clearly marked up. I have no idea why.
Yeah.
It's just them.
Obviously, one birthday got a label maker. Went mad. But did you know that John Astin, Gomez Adams from the Adams family?
Oh yes,
he took over from the Riddler in season 2.
Yes, yeah, and you're saying that. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue with that one.
It's true, but of course, Frank, was it Gorshin, hated his performance so much he came back.
Yes, I thought he did, yeah.
He came back for season 3 and he was in the movie as well, wasn't he, as the Riddler.
Yeah, a lot of the villains reappeared, as we said. The Joker, the Penguin, the Riddler, Catwoman, Mr. Freeze, Victor Bruno, King Tut.
Oh, God.
Remember King Tut?
I do remember King Tut.
Yeah.
There was some awful dance in that one as well, I think.
The Mad Hatter, Egghead. And we've got the Queen of Diamonds, Shame. I don't know who Shame was, but there is a classic where they meet the Green Hornet.
Oh, yes, there is.
The Green, they fight each other, don't they?
Yeah.
They do actually become friends, but they do fight each other.
There's
supposed to be a tale, isn't there, about
Bruce Lee
and Burt Ward.
Because Burt Ward was a judo expert.
Yes.
Apparently.
And obviously Batman was the bigger of the two series, wasn't
he? Yeah.
And so Burt Ward was bigging himself up.
Yeah.
And I had to re-look at this up, I must admit, because I can't remember anything. And it's saying that Bruce, they were all friends. They were all friends together. And Bruce decided to put the heebie-jeebies into Burt Ward because these two were going to have to fight. And Robin was going to win.
Yeah.
And Bruce Lee wasn't going to have that. So he started to walk around the studio refusing to talk to him, pretending that he's really getting, really wound up, and that when it would come to the actual fight scene, he was going to kick his butt.
Real time.
Real time, basically. And he got all the cameramen in on it, and they all thought that he was really... And Burt Ward got very, very scared, apparently, that he really was going to kill him. And I believe when they went to throw the first sort of punch, and then Bruce Lee sort of cracked up and started laughing around. But Burt Ward was really scared that Bruce Lee was really going to whack him one. Because Batman was obviously going to win against the Green Hornet.
Yeah.
But Robin was supposed to win. So in the end, it's done as a draw.
Yeah.
They don't actually, neither of them win to appease them both. But it is a legend. And there's been a few films since, hasn't there? They did appear in, say, the movie.
Yeah, Batman the movie.
There is another one, isn't it? Back to the Batcave, I think they reappeared.
Yeah. Well, when there was three seasons, wasn't there?
Yes.
And when it was cancelled, they asked, does anyone want to carry on with this? And they bulldozed the set. But then CBS wanted to take it back, but then it was too late. It cost too much to rebuild the sets. So that's why there's only three seasons.
Yeah, the third season tended to be one-off episodes. The first two seasons are two-parters. Mm-hmm. The third season are all one-off episodes.
Introduced Batgirl, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah, we've got Batgirl, which was Yvonne Craig, but Commissioner Gordon's daughter.
Yeah, Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, who used to ride a motorcycle, a bat bike.
That's right.
Yeah. And they never knew she was.
No.
She didn't know. I can't remember if she does know who they are.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
No, I don't think she does, but they didn't know who she was.
No.
Just woman on a motorbike just turns up.
But Batman never tries to sue her for copyright infringement or anything.
No. Yeah, she appears in the third season. Occasionally the threesome were nicknamed the Terrific Trio or the Troublesome Trio by Catwoman or the Tiresome Trio by Dr. Cassandra. Remember Dr. Cassandra?
Of course, Dr. Cassandra. We all remember Dr. Cassandra.
Yeah, well, yeah. Only twice have they ever been, their identities apparently, have ever been worked out.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so Egghead deduced it once, which is Vincent Price.
Yes.
And King Tut did it twice.
Ooh. Didn't even remember the first time.
Well, apparently the first time he bugged the Batmobile, and the second time accidentally mining into the Batcave. Egghead was tricked into disbelieving his discovery. Though, as Tut in the episode, when he bugged the Bat, as was Tut when he bugged the Batmobile. Oh. It says here, in the episode when Tut tunnelled into the Batcave, he was hit on the head by a rock, which made him forget his discovery and jarred him back to his identity as a mild-mannered professor of Egyptology.
That's right, I remember that.
He actually appears in a series you've yet to watch.
I do remember Alfred once dressed up as Batman.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah. It doesn't even put the voice on, if I remember.
But they don't even question it, this old guy.
This old guy, yeah, who's obviously, you know,
with moustache.
Yeah,
he doesn't show his moustache.
Yeah. We don't say he's got the same build, shall we say? Maybe he's borrowed the Flash's suit. Yeah. Pumped himself up. But yeah. I love Batman. This,
how can you not?
This is the best. It was where it was, yeah. Where are my TV watching, I'd say,
but
started.
We took this seriously.
It was serious. It's never been explained why it was done so camply.
No. I know it's the 60s, but can that explain everything?
Yeah.
120 episodes of campness.
And everything was done correctly. Like I said, he was always seen as, Dick Grayson was always supposed to be, say, some young kid who was about 30.
Yeah.
But it was always done nicely, wasn't it? There was no swearing.
What?
Always ate his vegetables.
Yeah.
Glass of milk and stuff like that. Everything was done. Put his seatbelt on.
They were very law-abiding.
They were extremely law-abiding. Get your tongue in. But yeah. Yeah, It's the best for me. Nothing beats it for me.
No, it is. So, do you want all the Batman we've had?
All the Batman?
Yeah, so I said, like, Lewis Wilson, 1943.
Yeah, you're making them up.
Robert Lowley, 1949. Adam West, 1966.
Pure West.
Michael Keaton, 1989. That's a big jump, isn't it?
Yeah, I say for years. I mean, we had the film, didn't we? We had the back.
Adam West.
Adam West did do it, but it wasn't. They were getting old.
Yeah.
God, they were getting old. It was done a bit of a more of a, just a reunion sort of thing. I think a fan film, wasn't it, really? Yeah. It wasn't really ever going to do anything much else.
I quite like Michael Keaton as Batman.
Yeah, I can go with that.
Yeah, Val Kilmer.
No, I'm not going with that.
Yeah. George Clooney.
Pretty boy.
Awful. That's what killed Batman in the movie series.
Pretty boy. And Robin, didn't he?
Bat nipples. He had bat nipples.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the Boy Wonder come back then, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
They killed it. That actually, the Boy Wonder come back with Val Kilmer. Because that was where he went to the circus and the Grayson, the Flying Graysons.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, as I say, in this TV, it's never
mentioned at all.
He's just the ward.
Yeah.
No, it's never told why.
And you've got Christian Bale, of course.
Batman. Not Batman.
And, well, what's that stuff? And then lastly, Ben Affleck.
What's an Affleck?
What's an Affleck, yeah.
Who I must admit, in the film, he's not bad. I can actually understand him.
Yeah.
More than Christian Bale, I can actually understand what he's saying. I think, as people said, he makes a better Bruce Wayne than he does a Batman.
Yeah.
Because he's a bit more believable, I think, as Bruce Wayne, pretty boy sort of thing. But
as someone who's got loads of money.
Yeah. More than Christian Bale. But yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, he was.
I had my reservations.
He's an older Batman.
He's not bad.
He kills everyone he sees.
Yeah, basically. I don't
know. He shoots and guns down everyone's
eye. Unlike this Batman, who never killed anyone.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck kills everything that moves.
Yeah.
Apart from Superman. Oh, spoil it.
He tries.
He did. Gave him a good shot.
And that's the Batman roundup.
It is the Batman. But everyone, say, keep going over it, but everyone refers to this Adam West as the ultimate.
Yeah, he's just...
All comic book, all superheroes, everyone. It just came straight in for this first ever. When you think 1960s, there hadn't been many, apart from Superman, I can't think of any...
Two previous Batman, but yeah.
Well, yeah, you keep mentioning them.
I don't remember at all.
No, I couldn't find any reference to them. So apart from, say, Superman, and it's really full on, isn't it?
It just straight hits the ground running, really.
It does hit the ground running.
There's like pause
and
move.
No,
it's like everything else you see with superheroes, they have to do the backstory. But this, they're just straight in there.
Well, they did the backstory in the Superman, but they did it quite well.
Yeah.
And it was in half an hour.
Yeah.
And within half an hour, you've had the backstory and he's rescued someone as Superman.
Yeah.
And as we reviewed.
Newspapers know him.
Yeah. Yes. If the listener hasn't heard that one yet, we have reviewed Superman. But this one, yeah, just hit the ground running. There was no pilot episodes. There's no, like we've seen with the Hulk and the Flash and Wonder Woman. Although Wonder Woman hit it quite well.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman is probably about the closest you'll get to Batman, I think, as a series, in the way it hit the ground.
Campness.
Yeah, in campness. It wasn't completely camp, the bit I was watching, but it hit the ground running, didn't it? It was colourful. The characters were kind of there straight away.
Yeah. I mean, my kids have watched it recently, and they love it. They don't see the things we see now, but then we did see them. They
didn't. No.
And that's the beauty of it.
That was the beauty of it. We didn't see it as camp. It was not camp at all.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. This is just how it is.
Yeah. But they spent money on this. I don't know how much money, but they really must have spent some money and time thinking, how are we going to do this?
Yeah.
And that's why it's so perfect. Because everything that appears in the first episode continues throughout the whole season, every season, every film. Nothing was ever changed.
If you looked at the first episode, it doesn't distinguish from the later episodes. There's no...
there's no colour change or costume, apart from, you say, Batgirl appearing, which she doesn't appear that often.
Yeah.
There is nothing that changes. The Wayne Stately Manor changes the same. Police Commissioner Gordon stays exactly the same.
Yeah.
As you say, the Riddler does change. There is a couple that do change, some of the guest stars, but...
Yeah.
But otherwise, everything just stays the same. They instantly hit the winning formula straight away, didn't they? There was no, oh, we'll go back and rewrite this or rethink it.
You'd start clamouring to be in it of the time, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Yeah. It was so popular so quick, wasn't it?
It really was.
Yeah. It's kind of, in its way, like Star Trek was popular so quickly, wasn't it?
Well, not first. Reruns.
Yeah, reruns. Yeah.
Syndication.
Batman, I suppose, didn't really even do that, did he? Straight
in there, popular.
Yeah. Yeah, straight away. But, it's still the best.
Out of all more, you've enjoyed this one the most.
Oh, I love Batman. I've wanted to do Batman.
No, I don't want your personal
into this. I wanted to review the Batman series, listener.
So, what's next for us on our Justice League special?
Ah, now, it takes a bit of a twist.
Yeah, it has to, doesn't it?
It has to, because the two... Well, there are many in the
really,
Justice
League. Really, what we're doing, looking at the Justice League can be huge and varies, but we're doing it as Batman v Superman Justice League, the people they showed in the first movie.
Yes.
Which was Superman, Batman.
Which we've done.
Wonder Woman. Then you saw... Flash and Aquaman.
Aquaman.
That's the five.
Cyborg.
And Cyborg. Yeah, they're the six.
That's the six.
We're concentrating on.
The listener may be aware there isn't an Aquaman series out there. So, for your delights.
and our suffering.
By God, I've suffered. We did the next best thing, which was The Man from Atlantis.
Starring
Patrick Duffy.
Is it Dallas Duffy? I think he's
called. No, this is before Dallas.
Know, but now he's known as
Duffy. Yeah, to his real hardcore fans.
Yeah.
They know the Duff.
Remember the classic episode, Who Shot Bobby Ewing? Yeah.
And, for your delight after that, Cyborg. Now, we ran a bit of ground on Cyborg. The closest we could get was Cybermen.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that because we've done Doctor Who. And, we could have done The Terminator.
Yeah, there was a TV series of it.
Yeah, but
it's not really a cyborg.
He's not a cyborg.
He's all machine.
So, we've done the $6 million man.
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, the first episode is called Cyborg.
The version I...
Yes, I've seen the right version.
It's called Pilot.
The correct version is called Pilot.
We're going to match up and I'm going to watch that one.
It's called Cyborg.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that one now. We could have done The Bionic Woman as well, a cyborg, really.
Well, I'm sure we will do The Bionic Woman, and we don't mean that literally.
I really, I'm very happy with The Bionic Woman.
You are very happy with The Bionic Woman.
And she appears in Warehouse 13.
Yes. I love Warehouse.
We've got to do Warehouse 13, because we've both...
Oh, I love Warehouse.
We've both watched it.
Yeah. We had to take a bit of a swerve there.
Yeah.
I hope the listener doesn't mind and he forgives us.
Yeah. I'll put the poster up on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
So all the four people who follow it can see it.
Four people?
Four, yeah.
On Twitter?
Yeah, on Twitter. Yeah, these are mostly accidental, I'll follow you if you'll follow me type of people.
It's Cameron then. Yeah. He's after votes.
We follow no one.
We set the rules.
We lead the pack. We follow no one.
Yes. And speaking of following no one, nicely tied in, as you will see, you may follow us. It's going to be a bit like Where's Wally, but we're going to be at London's Film and Comic Con.
Yeah.
And if you can find us, please don't make fun.
You say find us, you mean hunt us down.
Yeah. Please don't.
For sport.
Please don't point at us. We are sensitive.
Oh, are we going with the t-shirts?
Yes. Right. I have thought of a good logo. I thought on the back we could have the podcast no one wants to hear.
Yeah. Just a target.
I'm not having a target.
For easy access.
Yes, I thought we could have a t-shirt with the podcast nobody wants to hear. Or the podcast you were warned about.
Yeah, listen at your peril.
Yes. And you haven't you, listener? Yeah. How's the tunnel coming on, by the way?
No, sorry, don't feel sorry for them. I'm the one who has to go back and listen to this again and edit it.
Oh yeah, I don't.
Yeah, no, you don't.
I do nothing, listener.
Yeah.
He just puts me back in the cage, gives me a Coke.
You get your dog bowl.
Yeah. Remember, Lucan. Lucan. The name's Lucan. The meter. That's all I came to read, the meter.
Something about a nanny, I seem to remember you saying. You don't really want to be found.
But, yes, we are, I think it's the film. There's so many different ones.
Yeah,
so you may spend a lot of money trying to find us.
Yeah, it's the London Film and TV Comic Con, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
We're going to be there.
We'll be there.
Who else is going to be there?
Will you, listener? Will you be there? Will the tunnel come out inside?
Is it the 18th of...
No, it's the 30th of July.
30th? Oh,
yeah, it's the 30th, Saturday, 30th of July. Yeah, that's a clue. We're coming on the Saturday.
Yeah.
At Not Earl's Court.
Have your sniper positions ready?
The other one. Oh, what's it called?
Olympus.
Olympus. Yes, the Olympic. Olympus.
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 Mount Olympus.
Olympus has fallen.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's crashing on our heads. Yeah, we're there on Saturday the 30th of July, London Comic Con, Film and Comic, whatever. We'll be at one of the tables signing autographs until they move us on.
That's David Prowse's table, we've told you again.
We'll be the ones next to Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, but we won't be at Gareth Thomas' trailer. Gareth Thomas.
Gareth Thomas?
Yeah, Blake Seven.
Oh,
recently passed away.
Yes, he did recently pass away. Mind you, we could take Sam Neill's place because he's just backed out.
Has he?
He's not
coming.
Did he
hear we were coming?
He must have, so we can have his table.
Well, all these tables is a glass of water on it.
Yeah, it just trembles.
Yeah.
As the fan gets closer to us.
Yeah.
Just remember to say, we're human. Don't point and laugh. We have feelings. I know we take the mickey out of these TV series.
I am not an animal.
I'm a reviewer.
I think reviewer is a strong word.
Okay.
What do we do?
I've put up with a lot of bad TV. Come on, I've put up with a lot of bad TV.
Best is yet to come.
It isn't, because I've seen...
All the worst is yet to come.
Yeah, because I've already watched them and you haven't.
Yeah, I know, I've got to watch them.
Yeah, you have got to watch them. How I shall laugh at your misery.
But as you notice, I tend to drift off near the end of the programme. I think I may even doze a bit.
You just make it up, you just sit there.
I say, I'll pull a fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
And I'm right. So, I haven't actually watched anything.
You may have given away my secret identity then.
You know, at the beginning of the podcast, it says Brian and Paul's.
I don't know, I've never listened to one.
Oh, God. I haven't listened to so many of them.
I haven't listened to any. What's a podcast?
What's an iTunes?
I haven't seen light for 30 years.
Yeah.
This is recorded in a cellar. He won't let me out.
I've got a double.
I can see the meter though. You know, I've racking up on his electricity bill.
That's my one fan.
Was it a Dyson?
Yeah. That's why I've got the nuclear reactor down there to power the Dyson.
It's a Dyson.
So next time will be either...
It will be Man from Atlantis, because trust me, that's the worst of the two.
We need to get that out of the way, do we?
We need to get that out of the way. Yeah, pretty sharpish, but I'm afraid we won't.
Yeah, you've watched it, I haven't. Yeah. I'm going to it watching it like it's the best programme in the world ever.
Fine, you go for it. No, you should go for it.
I will have nothing but praise for it all the way through.
I'm sure you will. And speaking of praise, we haven't marked this yet.
Oh, yeah, we'll mark this up.
Well, it's a 10. I'm sorry, I'm a 10. It's 10 for me.
From where I'm sitting, you're no 10.
I look like Bo Derek, and you know it.
I am going to give it... It's got to be a 9 from me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's fair enough.
We can't.
No.
We can't agree on stuff.
No.
We can't
agree, we can't agree on anything.
Most of the time. Because you're wrong. Always wrong. Okay. So I could edit all this out, sorry.
Oh, I'd leave it in. The listener likes it. He can say he masks.
This is what he stays for.
Yeah. He masks the drilling as he's still getting his way out of that prison cell.
How many spoons is he worn to another?
Oh, no idea. I don't know.
So, tune in next time.
Same back time, same back channel.
Yeah, same back chat.
Same drivel.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of an orange-colored sky, slam, bam, zowie and wham, four evil crooks came by. I was singing a song, drinking in sunshine, acting as friendly as could be. Crunch, plop, crackle and pop, they threw their curves at me. Somebody yelled, "Hey Batman, what are you waiting for?" With a zap and a crack, I began my attack. After that, they were flat on the floor. So I'm walking along, carefully watching, in case they should make another try.